KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny with a chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Police in Creston say a woman residing at an apartment in the 700 block of West Adams Street reported this morning someone had stolen a drug used to control seizures and prevent panic attacks. The woman said the theft of an unknown amount of clonazepam, tools, a necklace with charms and a feather attached, and one set of blue round earrings occurred sometime late last night or early this morning. The loss was estimated at $42. And an Adams County woman was arrested early this morning in Creston. 51-year-old Roxanne Boyce of Corning was taken into custody at around 3 a.m. for driving while suspended. Boyce was later released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. The U.S. Senate Thursday evening unanimously passed a resolution honoring the life and legacy of Officer Kerry Orozco of the Omaha Police Department. Republican Senators Deb Fischer and Ben Sasse of Nebraska, along with Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst of Iowa, introduced the resolution earlier this week. Officer Orozco was killed in the line of duty May 20, 2015, while serving an arrest warrant in Omaha. Her death was an enormous loss for the surrounding community, where she was known for her volunteer work and service to local organizations. Senator Ernst says Officer Kerry Orozco was a respected member of the Omaha Police Department, a devoted member of her community, and beloved by her family. She paid the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. Ernst says she's pleased the Senate recognized the incredible sacrifice and memory of Officer Orozco. Officer Kerry Orozco was the first female to die in the line of duty while serving in the Omaha Police Department. She was killed just one day before she was scheduled to bring her three-month-old daughter Olivia home from the hospital and begin her postponed maternity leave. Kerry was an active member of the Omaha community, where she coached baseball through the North Omaha Boys and Girls Club and volunteered with Special Olympics. A native of Walnut, Iowa, Officer Orozco resided in Council Bluffs with her family. A full text of the resolution honoring Officer Orozco can be found on this same story located on the news page at KJAN.com. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic said late Thursday afternoon that emergency pavement patching and repairs on westbound Interstate 680 at the interchange with I-80 near Minden required closing the roadway to traffic until 6 p.m. today, weather permitting. Motorists are being detoured around the closure by taking I-80 into Council Bluffs, I-29, and I-680. The DOT reminds you to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit, and other signs. The Griswold School Board Wednesday evening unanimously voted to enter into a superintendent sharing agreement with the Lenox Community School District, contingent upon both districts agreeing on the terms and conditions. The next step is for the Lenox School District to hold a similar meeting, and that'll take place at 6 p.m. Monday at the Lenox Junior Senior High School Gymnasium. The purpose is to update the patrons and allow them to ask questions before the board takes a vote. Lenox Superintendent Dave Henricks told KJAN News, prior to his meeting with the public on Wednesday, he spent the day talking with the Griswold teaching staff.
I shared a little personal information, professional information with them about myself. They had the opportunity to ask various questions, and it was basically a meet and greet and discuss how the process would go. Thought that went really well. I actually asked the teachers by a show of hand if they had to decide today, and it was totally up to them what their thoughts were, and I didn't count, but we'll say about 95% of the teachers said they were in favor of sharing. The other 5% chose not to raise their hand for any of the options, so that was very positive.
He also spent time with the district's principals, the business manager, and superintendent secretary to learn about the operational aspects of the school. Lenox is about an hour's drive from Griswold, and during the community meeting later in the evening, Henrick said the patrons were understandably concerned about how splitting his time between the two districts would affect his health and well-being.
There was a lot of concern, I guess, on a personal note about me wondering if not wanting to burn me out. Of course, I have three daughters, two are still in school, and they wanted to make sure that I felt comfortable as far as family time obligations. That was a very prevalent concern for me, which I greatly appreciated.
Henrick said that some of the specific questions asked by those attending the meeting are difficult to answer right now because the details have yet to be worked out between the two school boards.
For example, who will make the snow day decisions if I'm not there in the district? And so a lot of those details like that are going to have to be decided and worked out, but I think the foundation is there for a good working relationship.
He says overall he's excited about the opportunity if it does come to fruition.
With any change, there will be challenges, and both boards will do the best they can to try to head those off early, but I think it would be ridiculous to think there won't be bumps in the road, because this is a big change for both districts. But at the same time, I feel confident in the staffs of both districts that will be able to overcome those challenges and make it work very well.
Elsewhere in area news, officials of the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund Wednesday night presented two $750 scholarships to graduating Atlantic High School seniors. Clayton Soigling and Emily McDermott were the recipients chosen by the scholarship committee. The scholarship committee said they had some quality applications this year and were finally able to narrow it down to Soigling and McDermott. Asked on the scholarship application, if you could choose one charity to donate to, who would it be? Emily said UNICEF, and Clayton said Wounded Warriors in Action. Each of those charities will receive $200 from the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund in their name. The foundation says it hopes that by continuing this extra giving, they can instill the importance of giving back in these young adults. This is the seventh year for the annual scholarships to be handed out by the Fredrickson Foundation. Applicants are asked to fill out a short narrative, supply their college acceptance letter, two letters of reference, and have a 2.5 GPA or better, and they must supply an official seven-semester transcript. The foundation's goal is to have the scholarship be available for years to come, and they say with the continued support of the TFRED annual golf outing, that goal is becoming a true reality. Red Oak police say no injuries were reported following two separate accidents Thursday afternoon and evening. Just after 6 p.m., vehicles driven by 41-year-old Joshua Roberts and 29-year-old Vanessa Renee Lasley, both of Red Oak, collided at the intersection of East Joy and North 2nd Streets. Officials say Roberts was traveling east on East Joy Street, while Lasley was traveling north on North 2nd. Roberts says there was a man in a third vehicle on North 2nd Street facing southbound. As the man was waving his arms, Roberts' pickup and Lasley's car collided in the intersection. Damage to both vehicles amounted to $2,000. There were no citations issued. The second accident happened around 3:30 p.m. in the 600 block of Highland Avenue in Red Oak. Police say a car driven by 40-year-old Jeanette Eggers of Red Oak was traveling north on North Highland Avenue when a pickup driven by 33-year-old Terry Yoakum of Red Oak began to back out of a driveway. The pickup backed into the side of Eggers' car, causing $5,400 damage. Again, no citations issued. And no injuries were reported following an accident that happened at around 11:15 a.m. Thursday in Creston. Police say a van driven by 31-year-old Susan Heslop of Creston was turning left onto Wyoming Street when Heslop momentarily looked away from the road at something in her car. As she did so, she turned too wide and struck a legally parked car. Damage from the collision amounted to $4,000. There were no citations issued. And finally, in area news, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey announced Thursday that he'll be making stops today in Pottawatomie, Cass, and Adams counties. Northey will tour the Union Pacific Railroad Museum at Council Bluffs at 11:15. At 1:15, he'll have lunch at the Downtowner in Atlantic and then visit Corning's Meat Processing Services at 3:30. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.